Hi everyone. Glad to be here today. Glad you're here today. You know, whether you're watching or reading or listening, I've been doing this segment for about a year now, and I really appreciate everybody participating. Our community has really grown. What I'm talking about today could apply to us all. It could behoove us all. Plus, you may learn to think about things in a whole new way. Walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. Or realize that you've been standing beside them and their shoes all along. By the time you receive this, I'll be presenting at a national conference. The Certified Senior Advisors are conferencing in Indianapolis. I and Dr. Gerda Maisel, an MD and patient advocate, are going to lay it on them. Our topic, the psychosocial considerations of solo aging. The savviness required for solo aging really is good for everyone. You may be married or partner, but unless you and your significant other die on the same day and in the same hour, one of you will become a solo ager. So stick around and gain the savvy. Now here's a working definition for solo agers. Elder orphans or solo agers are individuals who, by choice or circumstances, function without the support system traditionally provided by family. With this definition of solo aging, you might think of people who live alone, people who have no spouse or partner, people without living children or stepchildren, and people whose only child is disabled and therefore lacks capacity to provide the support. It's actually a much broader definition. For example, consider duos, the persons that are married without children. Those of us who lived through the 1990s may remember the term DINK, double income, no kids. Well, whether you're a DINK or a duo, aging without children, they're feeling it. They're watching their friends care give for loved ones. No doubt they're thinking, what are we going to do? What will happen to us? Or to me. Continuing with that idea of a broader definition, what about when your important people don't live nearby? Or maybe they're deployed? You know, we have far-flung families these days. I know many of you are aware of the challenges of long-distance caregiving. That's a whole nother segment, huh? Maybe your folks are unavailable. You know, the person that you'd count on may be having their own hip surgery. Or maybe direct family members are not the best ones to serve. For instance, they may be irresponsible or have become addicted. The person you selected back in 1983 may not be the same person come 2023. Perhaps they're unavailable. You know, we have to remember that we're all going to change physically, cognitively, over time. What happens when life shows up for the person you're counting on and they grow to have their own challenges? They may say, you know, I'm sorry, I can no longer lift, or I can't drive, or I can't do laundry for you. Perhaps they're unwilling. Perhaps those among your group or family are just burn out, or have always been aloof. Some folks will flat out refuse. What is important is that this emerging demographic is, well, emerging, and it's growing rapidly. Studies in the U.S. and statistics are identifying solo agers, folks who are aging. Oh, is anyone among us not aging? Folks who are aging are self-identifying. They see themselves inside this definition or the circumstances described in that expanded definition. Well, let's cover more about the person. Who is a solo ager and why does all this matter? Did you know that the first term for this demographic was elder orphans? Over the last few years, the population has been given a lot of monikers. There was elder orphan. Some might think, yuck, but it does catch the eye. There's unrepresented. That term is most used in the legal arena. or unaccompanied, a term used in the medical arena, ER, hospitals. Then there's unbefriended. Gee, thanks American Geriatric Society for saddling us with that one. The term kinless came up last year. So we've gone from elder orphans to solo seniors to solo agers, and some people just wish to be called solos. This is a hidden in plain sight demographic that's hidden no more. Forbes told us in May of 2021 that there were 12 million adults in the United States over the age of 65 that live alone. That's 27% of the population, the highest rate in the world. It would follow that a growing percentage of these are solo agers. Here's a term that you will come to recognize. More than 1 in 5 Americans older than 65 are, or are at risk of, becoming elder orphans. This was written by Dr. Mariah Carney. She's a chief geriatric and palliative medicine professor at Northwell Health in Great Neck. She's a leading researcher. So if you read about or you even Google elder orphans, you're going to find that 1 in 5 phrase. Although she unknowingly saddled the demographic with the term elder orphans, Dr. Carney went on to forecast that this demographic, those aging alone with limited support, is expected to increase in the United States as the population begins to age and people are living in community with more chronic diseases. So with definitions and numbers, let's turn to why it matters. Well, no built-in family to care for solo agers or help them out. There's no one there. From that ride to the medical appointment to true caregiving, it's automatically assumed that support will be there. Often solo agers have nobody to name as the emergency contact. There's a real difficulty when it comes to designating an agent or proxy with power of attorney, especially healthcare power of attorney, but also financial or durable power of attorney. The same is true when appointing the executor of your estate. Heck, if a solo ager breaks their ankle, there may be nobody to walk Fluffy the dog. Because the demographic is hidden in plain sight and not yet readily identified, it's common for medical personnel to make assumptions that help will be there. Medical providers and many discharge personnel's thoughts remain within the confines of the exam room or the hospital. A solo ager's difficulty is finding rides to medical appointments, for regular appointments, for treatment, for follow-up, and that may not cross the provider's minds. Aftercare from appointments, procedures, or hospital stays often means that help's going to be required for the patient. How do I operate that oxygen concentrator just delivered to my house? Or how will my significant others or home care aides operate it? After an outpatient procedure, the thought comes up, who's going to make sure that I've got my prescriptions filled and can get into my house okay? It's times like these that you'll hear me declare, solo agers need to specially plan and need to plan especially. Tremendous change is on the horizon. It begins with America identifying and self-identifying. Not only are solo agers coming to know, they are realizing what they're going to need. You know, I presented last year at an NASW conference, National Association of Social Workers, online. My topic was solo aging. Now, I didn't know it, but as I lectured, the chat among the social workers was blowing up. Only later when I read it did I realize there were so many, oh my God, comments. Like, I'm 64 now, and I think about this a lot. I'm 64, and I need to get busy with my own planning. Wow, I think I am one. One thing I've learned as a Medicare provider is that we all have the potential to become a solo ager. Circumstances change. This has always worried me. Yes, this worries me too. This population struggles the most. I work in a primary care setting. Most of all, the solo wagers can band together and take care of each other, little communities. The chat goes on to say they can form their own support system. My number one fear is that I will be a burden on someone. And then I read, I could be a Golden Girl. I'm in for Golden Girls. I'm a Dorothy. So in the chat, the social workers were identifying and self-identifying, and it's happening every day in the United States and around the world. There's a lot of good news nowadays about aging alone. Over the past few years, the media's tone has been changing from representing a vulnerable population to an empowered one, and with solution. Take a listen or take a glance at these and see if you agree. A few years back, it was elder orphans hiding in plain sight, a growing vulnerable population. Solo ager needs help with handling her financial affairs. Who will care for kinless seniors? Then it sort of turned. Without safety net of kids or spouse, elder orphans need a fearless fallback plan. Elder orphans, how to plan for aging without a family caregiver. Then, single, no kids, don't fret. How to plan for care in your later years. Solo ager, plan now if you want to thrive later in life. Two really good and recent ones. For solo agers, a roadmap for a secure future, and how men adapt to being solo agers. Now, it's noteworthy to determine that major news outlets, I've been reading New York Times, Forbes, Kaiser, AARP, and Next Avenue, they don't write about insignificant stuff. And there's more good news on the solo aging horizon. The population now has studies being performed and measurements underway. There's solo aging authors. Books are out. And thought leaders are lecturing. Groups are forming online and in person. I'm talking with people located all over the globe about solo aging. It's really a cool time and an exciting time. Solo agers are likely very aware that support's going to be needed, but a lot of folks don't have a clue about how to begin to build it. We can build it. I teach and coach on this a lot, and many of you have heard me say, I like to live in the solution, not the problem. As a solo ager myself, I've walked this talk. So here's some of the things that we do together. We build a team. Your go-to team, that circle of care, or your village. I call it a micro board, and here's why. First, and very cool, the solo ager gets to be the chair of the board, deciding who will fill the seats and making changes as circumstances change. They're empowered. They're large and in charge. The chairs on their micro board might look something like this. A medical chair, a financial chair, an insurance chair, a care manager or advocate type, an attorney, and key persons, such as your designated agent or proxy with health care power of attorney. You know, we patient advocates think that way. Our mind goes to health care power of attorney first. A solo has several builds to make. Another neat feature, if you will, is that solo agers get to build our family. We get to choose who are significant to us and who's going to be in our lives, as opposed to being saddled with or obligated to deal or caregive for blood relatives. There's some choice in this matter, a feeling of having options and not fate or lot in life. This microboard concept, it delivers a method, a readiness. The chairs are identified, then filled. Relationships are underway, and peace of mind and calm are in sight. Another important build lies in building community. Friends, acquaintances, leisure skills, pursuing a faith or a passion. I'm referring to community as a sort of hub of sorts. Too many agers, solo or not, must combat the time when their worlds are becoming smaller. And it's a time when our community should be maintained or even enlarged. It's time to build, not dwindle. Some folks find it hard to make friends later in life, and for various reasons. I'm going to talk more about that in a segment coming up, the whys and the how-tos, why it's hard to make friends later in life. If you're a solo ager, or if you know a few, and you do, you know how to spot them now, then be aware that my consulting services help many an ager get to where they want to be. We walk through medical, legal, financial, housing, insurance, and support. Contact me with your inquiry. My phone and email are easily found in my media, and be sure to check out my robust Facebook page or find me on LinkedIn. On my website, you'll see that I offer a complimentary consultation toward engagement, so head on over to nancyruffner.com. Whether you're a solo ager or simply an ager, I hope that something that I've covered today provokes some thought, provides maybe a gentle nudge into action, and helps you move comfortably forward in life. Take good care, everybody.